old folks that didn't have nothing else to do. Well, anyhow, they stopped there to know the that lived. And some old man said, well, I don't know, but one he lives in Jonesboro. It's Eastham. And so she gets a taxi in McDonald and comes to Jonesboro to hunt Eastham. And so the daddy of the Negro woman that had brought his daddy to hunt for his home folks. And so he grabbed Papa and says, baby, I didn't mean to leave you. Mm-hmm. And my daddy was 6'2" and weighed 200 pounds. Great big fat. Baby, I didn't mean to leave you. Now that was due after I married in 1917. That shows that some Negroes are still good. Mm-hmm. But some of them are sassy, and just like some white folks ain't worth tending to. But then that was, I said that was a wonderful thing for an old stolen slave to come back to look for his folks.
That's nice.
And had to, in Henry County, but they come to, got a taxi and come to Jonesboro, Clayton. And I didn't get to see him. They ate dinner with him, spent the day.
Mm. What would you call, if somebody lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about town life or city life?
A countryman.
Okay.
Country folks.
If it's not quite midnight and somebody asks you what time it is, you might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet.
It's bedtime.
Okay. And if it's getting close to midnight, you might say it's what midnight? Would you say it's almost or it's nearly?
Nearly midnight.
Okay. You might say to somebody, you slip and catch yourself. You might say, this is a dangerous place. I blank fell. Just about fell down. You said, I blank
fell. Almost fell.
If somebody's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go out, somebody might say, hey, will you be ready soon? You might answer, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
You know, if you're on the right road, but you're not sure about the distance you've got to go to a particular town, you want to go to, let's say, Macon, and you don't know how much further you got to go, you might stop by.
How far is it to Macon?
Okay. If you're pointing out something that's close to somebody, you want me to see something and you want to get my attention, what might you say to me?
Come a little nearer.
All right. And if you, if you want to know how many times somebody does something, you might say, how blank do you go to town? If you want to know when they go to town, how?
How will you go to town? What time will you go?
Or if you want to know if they go every day or if they go...
Oh, how often do you go to town?
You agree with a friend when he says, I'm going to do that. Or, I'm not going to vote for a guy. If you agree with what he says, and he says he's not going to do something, you say...
Well, I'm not either.
All right. And instead of saying not, you might say...
I won't do it either.
All right.
Or I will not do it.
What do you call this top part of your head right
forward.
Here? What do you call... what a man goes to the barber shop to get cut.
Shave.
He gets his what?
Oh, a haircut.
And what do you call the hair that grows down here?
Beard.